This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time now for the second of three Chasing 895s. We move on to Ovi's second goal of the night on Friday, goal number 894. Ovi tied Wayne Gretzky's record of 894 goals with his second tally in the Caps 5-3 win over the Blackhawks Friday night. The record-tying goal had the entire Capitals team spilling onto the ice, followed by an extended celebration where Ovi took several laps, fist bumped his son Sergei, who was sitting on the glass, bowed to the suite where Gretzky was sitting, and blew kisses to the Capital One Arena crowd.
And now toward the blue line as it moves into the top of the right circle. A feet low off the stick of Lassie, kept in down the middle here. Carlson, Wilson looking at the bumper, but Carlson looking to stick handle first. Ovechkin was off to the left hand side. The Hawks will gum it up and then send it away.
Yeah, Carlson walking down the middle of the ice right there. He's got to fire that puck. You can't look for that fancy pass.
Puck coming near side and away from Mangiapane. Second unit here. Ovechkin, he scores. Alex Ovechkin has 894.
Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
We spent a lot of time talking about the weekend, the two goals on Friday night, and the record-breaking goal against the Islanders yesterday. Cakes was at the arena to see it in person. We got a lot of tweets, a lot of social media. Kudos to you, Cakes, for threading the needle.
Yeah, so a lot of people think you might even be worthy of losing Always Bet Against Cakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just for nailing that game like a month out.
I mean, I was kind of a seer.
You were.
I will say that I did skillfully thread the needle.
Well, one point you were looking at the Columbus game. And actually, I would say a week ago, when we were talking about it, you were like, he's not going to break the record in Long Island. But then he caught fire.
Well, he caught fire in the game against the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
So, that propelled him right to
the edge. He'd kind of counted himself out. But yes, a lot of people, you can always text us, by the way, on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. But yeah, people texting.
It's incredible
that Cakes isn't a mush anymore.
But lucky.
I mean,
both of my kids were like, after we were done celebrating the initial, through the euphoria, they're like, Yeah. They're like, you did it, Dad. Like, you did it. Ovi did it. I'm just along for the ride. But yeah, you're kind of right.
I pulled it off.
Because you did it in advance. You weren't like the caller that we had earlier from L.A.
No.
Who saw the goals and then was like, let me see if I can buy a ticket.
You did it like a month ago.
I rolled the dice like 3.5 weeks ago. And I was just like.
It was a good gamble.
It's the best $1,000 you ever spent. Whatever it was, total.
It's probably around there. You and Pat Sajak nailed it.
I'm glad that Cakes was exposed though with his fake magnanimity or whatever, you know, like I just wanted to do it at home. Yeah, yeah, that was a fake BS.
I can't come off like a monster, EB.
No, you can. Just be normal.
I don't want to try to be selfish.
No, you know what it is.
Be selfish.
You know what it is. Everyone's selfish. I won't say out of everybody we know, but amongst our group of friends. Cakes is a master of the white lie. He's been caught on this show many times.
It's happened.
And he started to fib a little bit with about 10 minutes left in that game.
Really wanted the hat trick.
And then towards the end, because Alex wasn't on the ice for a while.
Yeah.
And then when he got back on the ice, EB was standing up, and you could tell. That's when you could tell Cakes didn't want to go.
I'll pull back the curtain. When Leno scored the empty netter, I knew that with a two-goal lead, that the goalie was coming back in. Yeah. And I said, this is the most critical phase of the game. For me, personally. Right, because Ovi, he's clearly goal hunting.
Yeah, and you didn't want to see it.
He wants the Hattie on home ice. You could smell the blood in the water. And then I was like, well, I'll still go, but the game will have no drama on Long Island.
It'd be such a letdown.
Zero drama whatsoever.
I got to be honest. I'm happy for you that you had that experience with your kids.
Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be like when it's all said and done, when they think about their pops, that's going to be probably a top five memory.
Core memory is what that is.
I was like, but in the moment, it would have been hilarious if he had the hat trick.
I can't even remember the last time Ovi had a one-on-one breakaway like that where he was almost like a layup. He just couldn't get it above his pads.
Drabby. My soul.
I haven't seen that in 5 years.
Whatever. If I have a soul, it almost left my body.
It was meant to be
at that point.
But did you feel the same shift that EB and I felt? Because he was being political, saying he wanted the hat trick.
I think he said it both ways. I think he was fine. I think he said it would be great for everybody if it was at home, but selfishly he wants it to be there.
Was I rooting for him to have a hat trick and have my trip spoiled? No. But if he had, it would have been a great way to get $8.95. It would have been amazing. At home ice. Hat trick, like you can't script it any better.
I think it was perfect.
I think it worked out
perfect. The fans got to experience $8.94.
Right. Both. Yep.
You know
both.
What would be great in the Masters, and I'm just learning about this. Angel Cabrera, who won the Masters many years ago, 15 years ago in 2009, he's been languishing in prison. But he's out now.
Hold on, what was the charge? Remind me.
Domestic violence. He beat up his wife.
Okay,
now it says convicted of assaulting multiple ex-girlfriends in the story that I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was convicted. I think he was convicted twice.
Yes. So he was in prison for 2 years.
He was sentenced for 3 years. I think he served 30 months of that sentence.
That's a pretty substantial amount of time.
That's a long time. He says he changed him. Yeah. And he came up big yesterday.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't in prison in the good old US of A.
Mm-hmm. No, he was in Brazil.
He's in a South American prison.
This is South American prison.
Or Argentina, maybe.
That's another level.
I think he was in Brazil.
Brazil?
Like, wasn't Joran Vandersloot, or he might still be in a Peruvian prison, like one of the scariest prisons on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get imprisoned in South America.
Let me ask you this.
The Masters shouldn't allow him back. I don't know why they're allowing him back.
I didn't see this. Angel Cabrera was one of those golfers who never appeared to be in great shape, right? He was always a big guy, big old gut.
Athletic guy.
Maybe not as big as Craig Stadler, but
he loves to smoke cigs.
He likes coffin nails.
My
question is, did he come out shredded like he was doing 500 push-ups a day?
No, he looks like the same guy.
No way he came out shredded. Because he wasn't even close to shredded going in.
Right, but you're in prison, some guys...
You know what? You know what you can get in prison? Cigarettes, JP. Okay, yeah. Cigarettes are butt easy to get in prison. I'm gonna guess he had way more cigs than he had planks or push-ups while he was in, I guess, a Brazilian prison. I'm not sure where. where he was imprisoned at that point.
I think he was arrested originally in Brazil, and then maybe he was arrested in Argentina second time.
It's incredible, though, that he just had in his second start on the Champions Tour, which is, look, it's not super duper uber competitive, but it's, you know, it's pretty big time golf, and he was able to win yesterday. Heading into Augusta.
I didn't realize he won it.
He won.
Didn't realize he
had. He hadn't picked up a stick for a couple of years.
Well, I think he played. He's been playing, but he's only played two Champions Tour events this year.
I think he played
a limited status.
Okay, so I don't. When did he get out of prison?
August of 23.
Okay, so he's been out a little.
Been out a little while.
Got you.
But he actually won yesterday on the heels of flying to Augusta.
I didn't realize he had been on Interpol's red notice list, which is a worldwide request for police to arrest an individual pending extradition.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds pretty serious.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty intense. Yeah. I don't want to be on an Interpol list.
I guess I'm on an island. I don't think that he should be playing in the Masters.
Because
domestic violence.
Yeah, I mean, if he did that to your sister or your wife,
I
mean,
I don't know. I tend to agree with you. So it should be a lifetime ban. I don't know.
Yeah.
He paid his debt to society. I could make the argument. He paid his debt to society. He spent 30 months in prison.
He should pay a lifetime debt to the Masters.
My argument would be: this is a private club. We can do whatever we want.
I guess you could.
And your reputation and what you've done in your personal life, not really welcome here.
I don't feel strongly about it either way. I actually like redemption stories, so I hope he does well.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
I don't really have anybody to root for.
Huh?
I don't really have anybody to root for. That'd be an interesting story. Is Phil going to play? I'll root for him. I have no idea.
He's definitely going to play.
You can't say I would root for Angel Cabrera.
Can't you pick redemption.
Can you pick he paid his debt to society.
Yeah, yep. But you don't know if he's a changed man. You don't know that he deserves redemption.
I don't know anything about him. He said it was a good thing for him.
You know he's a domestic batterer, and he's a bad dude.
And I know he just served 30 months in prison for it.
Okay, but aren't there like a dozen other guys you could root for other than Angel Cabrera?
He's on the top of my list.
Okay, but you've rooted for Mike Tyson.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Never been a Mike Tyson.
Okay, maybe you
haven't.
I have.
Millions and millions, if not billions of people have rooted for Mike Tyson. He's a convicted rapist.
Here's a perfect example. Floyd Mayweather. I wish he would lose every match he was in. Never rooted for him a day in my life. Yeah. You know why? He's a bad dude.
Okay, but the vast majority of sports fans have rooted for people that have had similar rap.
I'm sure I've rooted
like
for people
a Mike
that,
Tyson.
That have
we can name others.
Character.
Well, those particular offenses, yeah, you should be banned from. It's one thing if you get pulled over drinking and driving, or you get caught using drugs or selling drugs. A little different. Beating up a woman twice,
all right?
You should not be allowed.
Probably, Kobe Bryant's revered, right? He had a rape charge.
He was not convicted.
Hey,
this guy spent 2 years.
You're probably more on the moral side of it, but I do like redemption stories. So kind of
clearly you do.
I wouldn't mind seeing him do okay.
I know clearly you do. That's fine. I mean, he's not going to be a factor, but I just think that the fact that he was invited back, that shouldn't be allowed. My opinion.
I mean, Phil Mickelson probably banged every chick in the country.
Yeah, but he hasn't been arrested for
different.
Domestic assault.
I'm just saying. I mean, they're all flawed humans.
Insider trading.
Well, that's way different.
Well,
They're all flawed. They don't all have domestic violence charges.
Yeah, if a violent offense, you should not be coming back.
If he came out and said, I'm a changed man, I was a total scumbag, I was the worst person ever, whatever. And then maybe eventually I could work up a lather to for that redemption story. But I don't. Him just saying, golf is all I got left, this is why I'm playing, like, it doesn't seem like he's just playing because he's got nothing. And Fred Ridley's kind of embarrassing himself with these comments.
I don't even know what Ridley said.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him. We're going to welcome to the champions dinner. He's a great champion.
I don't feel strongly about it. Maybe I should. I don't. I got two daughters.
This is Fred Ridley. I'm turning a blind eye to Angel Cabrera. That's what I'm doing.
I mean, I think if you hit a woman, I mean, you're a disgusting person.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Multiple.
Not disagreeing.
I'm glad to hear Eric Bickle's root for Angel Cabrera. He loves redemption stories.
I do like redemption stories. Root for John Daly. John Daly's got all kinds of terrible history.
I've heard he has a fire hose
including
in his pants
domestic violence
John
stuff. I mean, John Daly's wild. People root for him.
Drunk. I don't necessarily root for him. I don't know the domestic violence issue.
Oh, he's had wild girlfriend assault stuff.
Well, if he did, then he shouldn't be allowed to play either. But Cabrera definitely should not be allowed back in Augusta. But he is. He's coming back.
But he's at the top of my list. I don't even know who I'm rooting for.
Are you rooting for Rory?
Kind
of. I'm rooting for whoever I pick in my pools. And I don't know who those names are going to be yet.
I kind of like TBD. It when Scheffler dominates. I kind of like it. But he hasn't been dominant. Maybe I'll root for Scheff. I root for Spieth. I like Spieth.
Yeah, he played decent.
When's
this
the last
past
time
week?
He won one?
It's been a while.
He ain't
going to
win. I mean, he ain't going to win, but I do like to kind of root for him.
All right, got to take a break. Remember our pal Craig Lachlan from Monumental Sports, color analyst for the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.